Why do humans across all cultures tell stories about heroes battling dragons? What drives our simultaneous fear of the unknown and our irresistible urge to explore it? These universal patterns reflect our fundamental psychological architecture, the deep structure of human meaning-making. At its core, Maps of Meaning explores how humans navigate between the twin poles of order and chaos, creating psychological frameworks that give life purpose. What began as an attempt to understand humanity's capacity for atrocity evolved into a comprehensive theory of meaning. The book reveals a profound truth. We don't simply observe reality as a collection of objects, we experience it as a stage for meaningful action. Our minds constantly interpret the world through the lens of value, organizing chaos into order through stories, symbols, and shared cultural frameworks. This dance between the known and unknown isn't just an intellectual exercise, it's the fundamental process through which we create meaning in our lives. Our beliefs form a hierarchical structure, like concentric rings, with the individual at center surrounded by increasingly transpersonal personalities, representing family, culture, and archetypal patterns shared across humanity. Like maps simplifying terrain, belief systems organize unlimited information according to limited principles. Events gain emotional significance only through their relationship to our goals. We interpret everything through the lens of our desires. When obstacles appear, we typically select alternative pathways while maintaining our fundamental aims, adapting within an accepted framework. But what happens when the framework itself fails? When unexpected events invalidate core beliefs, like being fired despite believing we performed well, we experience emotional dysregulation and psychological collapse. Our familiar world crumbles, the future opens like a pit, and we enter dissolution before potential rebirth. This pattern of steady state, breach, crisis, and redress underlies cultural phenomena from initiation rites to religious systems. Consider the student whose identity revolves around academic achievement receiving a failing grade, or the spouse whose world collapses upon discovering infidelity. These moments force us to reconstruct not just our actions, but our fundamental understanding of reality. Our brains have evolved specialized systems for navigating between familiar and unfamiliar. The right hemisphere responds to novelty with caution and global hypothesis formation, while the left manages categorized, expected experiences. This neurological division mirrors the fundamental tension between order and chaos. Fear is our default reaction to the unfamiliar, not something learned. Security, however, develops through successful exploration. Our controlled environments shield us from recognizing how intensely we might respond to genuine unpredictability. Novel situations carry profound significance as they represent both potential catastrophe and opportunity. This paradox activates two opposing systems: behavioral inhibition, anxiety and fear, and exploration, hope and curiosity. The mixture of anxiety and excitement before a job interview or first date reflects these competing neurological patterns responding to potential rejection and connection. Their intensity explains why we often avoid uncertainty despite its potential rewards. In mythology, across cultures, the unknown manifests as the Great Mother, an ambivalent force embodying both creation and destruction. Her beneficent aspect represents the promising unknown, offering shelter and sustenance, while her terrible aspect embodies the devouring unknown that threatens to consume us. Successful adaptation requires balancing these aspects, restricting the terrible mother while fostering her benevolent sister. This demands wisdom to navigate between rigid resistance and reckless abandon when facing uncertainty. Sacrificial rituals demonstrate that humanity must voluntarily offer something to the unknown for new information to emerge. The thing loved best must be sacrificed for the positive aspect of the unknown to manifest, recognizing that clinging to inappropriate values prevents adaptation. This pattern appears in personal growth. The addict sacrifices immediate pleasure for well-being. The entrepreneur risks financial security for a vision. The artist exposes work to criticism for mastery. In each case, something precious must be surrendered before transformation becomes possible. What aspects of your current identity might you need to sacrifice to move forward? From the primal confrontation with the unknown emerges the archetypal hero who mediates between chaos and order. The hero's fundamental creative act is developing behavioral patterns that transform dangerous, unpredictable situations into desirable outcomes, essentially extracting the known from the unknown. The hero's gift is a new way of dealing with emergent unknowns, communicated through imitation or narrative. Examples include technological innovators like Edison, social reformers like Martin Luther King Jr., and spiritual leaders like Buddha, each offering new behavioral paradigms. Human adaptation precedes comprehension. We act appropriately before understanding why. Instinct-guided action shaped by social rewards comes first. The capacity to imagine goals develops later. This sequence appears in both individual development and cultural evolution, where successful practices often precede theoretical understanding. Consider learning to ride a bicycle. Mastery comes through embodied practice, not understanding physics. Similarly, cultural heroes embody new ways of being before those patterns can be explicitly formulated. The entrepreneur creates new business models before economists explain them. The artist develops new forms before critics categorize them. Heroism pioneers adaptation patterns for others to follow. The Great Father represents organized territory of known experience, accumulated adaptive behaviors and interpretive schemas passed down through generations. This cultural structure embodies both order and tyranny, simultaneously protecting and constraining humanity. The Great Father is patriarchal society, tradition, pomp and ceremony, military-industrial complex, and superego, demanding, rigid, unjust, dangerous, and necessary. As the wise king, he maintains stability because nothing new can be built without a strong foundation. The tyrannical aspect destroys what he once was and undermines what he still depends upon, representing everything that has been against everything that could be. This manifests in oppressive regimes and rigid orthodoxies. This duality appears in everyday life, protective parents becoming controlling, educational institutions both transmitting knowledge and stifling creativity, workplace rules ensuring safety while impeding innovation. The challenge lies in preserving beneficial structures while allowing necessary evolution. How might you distinguish between protective and tyrannical aspects of authority in your own life? Peterson concludes by positioning interest as the divine manifestation of individual adaptation. Interest is meaning itself, the manifestation of the divine individual adaptive path. Without meaning, individuals adopt a demonic mode of adaptation, working toward destruction as revenge against life. Meaningful events exist on the boundary between order and chaos. This pursuit exposes individuals to the unknown gradually, allowing development of strength proportionate to their quest. Abandoning meaning reduces humans to mortal weakness. A society that believes in individual divinity allows personal interest to flourish against both cultural tyranny and natural terror. Denying meaning forces either absolute identification with the group or personal degeneration. What calls to you from the boundary between known and unknown? Where does your interest naturally lead? These questions point toward your unique path of meaning. By following genuine interest rather than external expectations, you participate in the ongoing creation of human consciousness. The path forward requires engaging with both order and chaos. By voluntarily confronting the unknown in pursuit of meaning, we transform ourselves and extend human understanding, contributing to the evolution of consciousness itself.